You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, this story came out yesterday. It was a study trying, however you study this, based on trying to find the rudest cities in America. And they didn't ask people traveling to those cities. They asked the actual residents to determine whether or not the city they lived in was rude or polite.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And out of all of that, what they came up with was the great city of Philadelphia.
Philly
was named the rudest city in America. And I got to tell you, I've been to Philadelphia a few times.
What do you think?
Is it rude or is it just direct? I mean, there's maybe a fine line there. The Philadelphia Inquirer is the newspaper there. They came out in defense of their city, and they said that people in Philadelphia are just honest and, quote, straightforward, which is what I'm talking
right,
about.
Right, is it just the lifestyle of it? You know,
yeah, do we
the
interpret of Philly. People who are honest and straightforward, do we interpret that sometimes as rude?
I could see that, possibly.
They listed the rudest cities in America in this order. Philadelphia, Memphis, New York City, Las Vegas, Boston are the top five. Then they went to the other end of the spectrum, Jer-Bear, and they wanted to find the most courteous, polite cities in America. And they named Austin, Texas, number one, San Diego, number two. They put Denver at number 10 of the most polite cities in America. So the Mile High City made the top 10, which leads to this question.
Is that legit?
Is that legit? You tell me you're a native.
I know I am a native.
Your whole life.
I will say that my vibe is this city and the surrounding areas are becoming more rude and grumpy and just a blanket not polite. And I honestly, it's funny that this topic came up because I have just really noticed this over the past 6 months or so. Just the courtesy factor of everybody. I still feel like I'm a fairly courteous person. I will say please. I will say thank you. But if I'm in a store and I, you know, almost bump into something, somebody, I'll say, oh, you know, excuse me, apologies, something like that. And the amount of times that people have just stared back at me and said nothing is essentially every time. Or if I'll say thank you, you know, when I'm done with a cashier and they're ringing me up. They say nothing back. They don't even say, have a good day, you're welcome. They just hand me the receipt. And I don't know if it's a vibe that I'm putting out. I feel like I've got a smile plastered on my face and I'm trying to be nice, but I think everybody's kind of rude right now and really grumpy. I don't know why. I don't know if it's a economy thing or...
Do you wonder if it's the whole
politics,
country or
if it's just the gas prices...
I feel like I've seen a shift in Denver in the 30-something years that I lived in Denver. I moved... In 86 to the Mile High City, and was there 33 years, you know. So I thought I felt it, the vibe change a little bit. When I moved to Denver in 1986, I was told by the program director who hired me, he said, many people call Denver biggest small town in America. They had a small town feel to it. And I don't know if that's true or not. Probably a lot of cities like to claim that.
Not anymore.
But he said we're more of like a... And I never get that impression anymore that Denver is like a large, small town.
No, we're just a large, grumpy town now.
I'll throw out something else. I did point out, and this got me in hot water with some people, many years ago when I said it also is based on Broadway, the street that runs north-south.
Okay.
Is that, in my opinion... Just observation. It's anecdotal. In my observations, that the people on the west side were always a little bit more courteous than the people on the east side. And I can say that because I've lived in both.
Huh.
I've moved a lot around Denver. I've lived in a lot of different places around the Mile. I say east side, west side, all of it. And I always felt like the people on the west side were a little bit more courteous. Just saying.
Just what you know.
Just what,
what
I saw.
You experienced.
But what if we open this up to... Dom and Jeremy listeners, and your thoughts, is Denver rude, or if you're going to compare it to the rest of the country, are we relatively more polite than other parts of the country?
Yeah, we want to know. We want to know how you're feeling about D-Town. and the burbs.
Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX. You can also text us, but you know we're always partial to calls. 303-691-1649. This is like the old town hall meeting, Jeremy.
Everyone gather around, grab a mic.
You get to stand up.
Stand up at the podium.
And say what you want to say.
And
is Denver rude
so far,
or polite?
The amount of texts coming in, knocking California people. Well, it's like every text coming in. So
you can't blame it all.
You can't blame it all on California transplants.
That's the easy way out. Okay, you can't say, "Oh, it's all these people from New York," or "It's all these people from California." Not all.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're talking about this study that was out. They tried to find the rudest and most courteous cities in America. They put Philadelphia number one for rudest. They put Austin, Texas number one as the most polite city. But they put Denver in the top 10, well, at number 10, for most polite.
We're slipping down that list fast.
We thought we would ask our listeners, do you consider Denver a rude city or is it a polite city? Tons and tons of text messages,
so many,
which we'll get to in a moment. First, let's start with some calls. Hey, Murray, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
So is Denver rude or polite?
Very polite. Where else can you be offered a hit of marijuana on your way outside of the restaurant?
That is quite courteous, isn't it?
That's just the sweetest thing.
Murray, thank you for the
call. Thank you for the sarcasm. I think that was sarcasm.
I don't know. Savannah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hey.
Are we rude or are we polite?
Oh, I absolutely think we're super rude.
Super
I'm a
rude?
Native.
Yeah.
Super rude. It's actually like a passive-aggressive type rude I've found. So I was in New York City for 6 months. I'm a native here, but I was working in New York. And they're way more polite. Like, they're just direct in New York. But here, mm-hmm. I feel like it's this weird passive-aggressive stuff.
So, I'm wondering, I'm trying to decide if we're rude or if we're just grumpy. And that's just kind of making us seem rude.
Maybe.
Feel like I've changed because I'm also a native. I've been here my whole life, and I'm just kind of grumpy now when it comes to doing things around town because there is a lot more people. Traffic sucks. It's crazy expensive now. I'm just kind of grumpy about it all. It's not the
same. Savannah, thank you so much for the call. It was very polite of you to call and talk
Whoa.
With us. But you know what? It's expensive everywhere for the most part, and there's traffic
everywhere.
But
it seems extra bad here. But I guess if you've been here your whole life, you've noticed it. It's really exploded here. I mean, look at our housing market recently. We was like the top in the country for least affordability.
Right, and because you're a native and you've never lived anywhere else, you can't really compare.
Yeah, but I've been to other places.
I know.
I've been all around the
states. Somewhere is not the
same
thing.
Nah, I've been to like 50 of the states. I haven't just been to Alaska.
Man, I've been everywhere.
No, it's changed.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the show. Sean, going once.
Uh-oh.
Going
rude.
Twice. That was rude.
Rude.
Sean. That was rude. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you two today?
Oh, we're fine.
It was very polite of you to ask.
We're
Thank
really
you.
Good.
What do you think? Are we rude or are we a courteous city?
I'm disappointed to say we're a rude city with a little R, not a big R, but rude.
We're really rude. What's your examples?
I'm originally from Iowa, and anytime I drive back to Iowa, the second I get into Nebraska or Iowa driving, people in gas stations say hi. You go into the grocery store, people are willing to help you, ask questions, and it's like a state line thing that people here just, you get too close to them in a grocery store line and they give you a dirty look and they don't make eye contact.
They don't put that little divider down for you.
Let me ask you, Shannon, because I was talking about how Denver used to be considered, you know, the largest small town in America. And you're describing going to Nebraska and Iowa, which is all that's small town America.
Mm-hmm.
Is this maybe not so much a Denver thing as a city versus rural thing? Period.
Could be. could be. I've been to New York and places in New York where I feel like people at least make eye contact. They give you friendly gestures when you're in public places, and maybe I was in touristy places, so that was part of it.
Yeah, but that's possible.
I feel like there's just a keep to yourself, do your there own is. Thing, rude slash grumpy. And
my wife went through an entire transaction the other day at the store. I'll just say it was a grocery store, and she said the entire thing, she had a cart full of groceries. The checker didn't say one word to her, and she was trying to talk back and forth, and they would just look up and look at her. I was like, she came home. She's like, I thought I was being punked, or it was like on a Seinfeld episode or something. She's like, I didn't know how to react. They were so rude.
Shannon, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate you very much. Okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
All sorts of text messages. This one from Jennifer, and I concur completely on this. This is where maybe I notice it more. But she says, I hate that no one waves thank you in traffic. You can go out of your way to let someone out, you know, into your lane of traffic or over, and no one ever waves. And I wrote back to her and I said, I've noticed the same thing, so much so that when it does happen, you really notice because it's rare. Like, somebody's trying to get out into busy traffic and you stop, you wave them in, and then they just pull out like, you know, that's expected, and there's no little wave. I've been accused of over waving.
You do the over wave? Yeah.
Because I do the, I make sure they wave, and then once I get into traffic, I hold my hand up again, you know, through the back window so they can see.
And they're like,
waving.
What's with this clown? Why does he keep waving at me? I got it the first time, dude.
I over wave. I'm trying to make up for every other ass who doesn't do it.
Right. You're overcompensating. He's got two hands out the window. Ah! There still is a lot of text coming in about people from California and how they're the rudest and they're the worst. Oh. And I will say, I have two new neighbors that moved in across the street from me from California. Dun, dun, dun. And they are the nicest, most polite people that I've ever met. They're super nice. So I don't know if we can do a blanket California bash on the show today.
I'm not going to do that.
But a lot of people are just saying the natives are still quite polite, but it is all the transplants coming in that are rude, and they're making it rude. And there's big money coming in, a lot of people are saying.
Well, you know, Alicia says, honestly, as the cost of living went up in Colorado, so did the snooty attitudes. And
yes, because you're having people move in that can afford it, and then the people that are here that can't are grumpy.
I think that's a cop-out. I think it takes the responsibility off of native Coloradans who have also either always been snooty and rude or have become that way. It's just too easy to blame, you know, the outsiders when, you know, let's take a little bit of accountability. If no one is waving thank you in traffic, no one. You can't tell me 100% of people on the road are here from California.
No, right? But a lot of California investment came in and scooped up massive amounts of property.
If nobody waves thank you, you're saying 100% of the people then are from California, and they're not.
No, you can't say that.
Those are Colorado natives who are not waving thank
you.
You
can't say that. Yeah, you can't say that.
So I think it's too easy to blame outsiders, and that's too bad.
I think it's probably in the top three, though.
I'm not saying it's not a factor.
It's probably in the top three.
It's a factor, but I think it is a cop-out to say, well, we're all wonderful and they're terrible. Look in the mirror. Listen, remember what Michael Jackson said?
What'd he say?
I'm talking to the man in the mirror.
He'd wave.
I'm asking him to change his ways.
He'd have his little white glove on waving at you. Thank you.
You want to make the world a better place?
Oh,
take a look
God.
In the mirror.
Enough with the Michael Jackson.
Change.
Don't make me play John Denver again.
I'm going to play that damn song here in just a few moments. I'm going to play Man in the Mirror.
Everyone has gotten rude since COVID, says this person. Everyone.
Well,
Madeline says, I opened my sunroof to wave.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Thank you, Madeline.